Very recently, he claimed, Muhammad has claimed that he has come to this mosque, Jerusalem mosque, and he has prayed here, and then he went back. And we don't believe that it could happen. That was the dialogue between Abu Sufyan and Heraclius. Abu Sufyan left away. The archbishop of Jerusalem stood up. And he said to Heraclius, now I remember a strange event which happened in the mosque, in that building, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come. What was that event? He said, every night when worshippers have retreated, have left the building, I used to close the gate of the building. One night, I wanted to close the gate, but I found out that it is stuck and I can't close it. I wanted to push it hard to close it, but it was not closed. So I said, let me bring someone at daytime to mend it. When I came at daytime, with the carpenter, or with someone with me, we just pushed the gate, nothing was there, and it was closed very easily. So I said, what happened? At night time, it did not close. In the morning, it was closed very easily. And then I discovered in that iron ring, which was attached to the gate of that building, I have seen the impressions of a rope which has been tied there. I said, what? Why this impression of a rope in that iron ring which is attached to the gate? Because Abu Sufyan said in his dialogue that Muhammad claimed that he has come to that building, and he also claimed that he was riding a beast known as Al-Buraq, and then he's tied Al-Buraq to the gate of the building. So the Archbishop of Jerusalem said that all this what happened at one night. And now, listening to Abu Sufyan, I can think that this person who claims to be Muhammad, he must have been the same person who have come to this building and he has prayed here. Because he is a prophet of God. This is why the gate remained open for him and it was not closed by night time. That is the great evidence which is coming from the Christian quarter about the journey of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Al-Baytul Muqaddas. And that is the first verse of this surah. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil laqsa alladhi barakna hawlah linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwas samiul basir. Glorified is Allah who took his servant at night time from Masjid al-Haram, Al-Kaaba, ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa, to the farthest mosque. It was the farthest mosque in comparison to Al-Madina, and then comes Jerusalem. Alladhi barakna hawla, around which we have placed a lot of barakah. There are the trees of dates, and the trees, and the honey, and so many fruits are there, that is the barakah. لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا, so we can show him some of our ayat and the signs. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who listens and who sees. Now here there is a question. The question is, Al-Masjidul Aqsa is the same as Temple of Suleiman, because Temple of Suleiman is actually the mosque. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that mosque, Al-Masjidul Aqsa. But Temple of Suleiman has been destroyed. There was no building there. So which mosque or which building our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has entered and prayed with the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waiting for him? Which was the building which got a gate? And with that gate he has tied his beast Buraq. Which was the building when he was in Makkah and people asked him, if you have gone to Jerusalem, describe us the mosque of Jerusalem. How many gates it got? How many windows it got? And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I was not there to count the gate and the windows. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown him the image of the building as if it is in the front of his eyes. He was counting the windows and the door and telling the kuffar that how many windows and doors it got. So it means that there was a building. There should be a building there. So that building actually was the